faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Governor Wheeler makes an amazing confession to Clark Kent, and Big George Latimer proves a formidable opponent even for Superman.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, do you feel like galloping into the breakfast table in the morning? Or do you just kind of amble in at a slow trot? Well, believe you me, if you know there's a bowl of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, waiting for you, you'll get there in record time. Because speed's the word when you're heading for those crisp, golden whole wheat flakes of Pep. They're that delicious, that full of smooth, catchy flavor, that fun to eat. And say, while we're in the fun department, just take a look inside your next package of Pep for your prize. See which one of the three different kinds of prizes you get. Maybe it'll be a model fighting plane in colored cardboard, one of seven great Pep planes you can collect. Or maybe it'll be a bird picture in brilliant color with a full description on the reverse side. You can collect 24 of them. Or maybe it'll be a bright colored comic button picturing a favorite comic strip character, 18 in all, to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap. And whether it's a plane or a bird or a button, you keep right on having fun when you're collecting the three different kinds of prizes in packages of Pep. So get going, gang. Ask Mom to get you a supply of Kellogg's Pep tomorrow.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Returning to the Daily Planet after rescuing Sam Robbins, a young war veteran, from a gang of intolerant hate mongers, Clark Kent told Editor Perry White,
I'm going to prove that Governor Wheeler, or Big George Latimer, the state political boss, was responsible for the shooting of Joe Martin, and that Sam Robbins was framed for the crime. I'm also going to prove that Sam was sent upstate deliberately to be lynched.
Just then, Kent received a phone call from the governor's secretary, who said that the governor wished to see him at once on a matter of great importance. In the library of his mansion on the Capitol ground, Governor Wheeler bolted the door of his library, then startled Kent by saying,
Kent, I'm about to commit suicide.
Stunned, Kent was, for a moment, unable to move. But as we continue now, he leaps forward and grasps the governor by the arms. Listen.
Don't talk like that, Governor. Taking your own life isn't the way out. It's never the way out.
Taking my life? Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
What?
I meant I intend to commit political suicide.
Political Oh, you had me scared there for a moment.
I'll admit I thought of the other, but as you say, that isn't the way out.
No.
And now I want to make a clean breast of things, even though it'll ruin my career, and I want you to make it public through you and the Daily Planet.
Well, I respect you for that, Governor. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, the war veterans were right when they accused me of practicing racial and religious discrimination in awarding state jobs.
I thought so.
I didn't want to do it, Kent, believe me. I've always held that there's nothing more foul or more unfair than discriminating against a man because of his race or his church.
You're right, there isn't. Why did you do it?
George Latimer forced me to.
Big George? Well, how could he? You're the chief executive.
I know what you're going to say. I could have defied him.
Oh, yes.
Well, perhaps I could have for a short while, but, well, I was weak and ambitious. I knew that if I defied Big George, he would break me politically.
So you sold out your conscience and the Bill of Rights you swore to defend.
Don't rub it in, Kent. I've suffered enough already for what I've done, particularly tonight when I learned what almost happened to Sam Robbins. If he'd been lynched, I would have been one of his murderers, just as surely as if I had personally struck him down.
And why did you send him to Grant City when you knew that that area is a hotbed of intolerant fanatics, ex-German Bundists and all-around bigoted crackpots? You must have known Sam's life wouldn't be worth a nickel in that lunatic's paradise.
Well, I should have been aware of that, but I honestly didn't think of it that way until you called it to my attention. You see, I'm so accustomed to accepting George Latimer's suggestion.
You mean Latimer told you to send Sam upstate?
Yes, he did.
Ah, now we're getting down to cases. Tell me this, Governor. Did you also, at Latimer's suggestion, shoot Joe Martin and then frame Sam Robbins for it?
I shoot Joe Martin? Oh, of course not.
Latimer did it himself?
Why, wherever did you get such a preposterous notion?
There's nothing preposterous about it. One of you or someone with you on the Capitol steps shot Joe Martin, making it easy to frame Sam Robbins for the shooting.
No, I...
Latimer said he saw Sam pull a gun during the veterans' demonstration. He was lying, wasn't he?
Yes, George practically admitted to me that he didn't see Robbins pull a gun.
All right. Did he admit that he had Lippy Williams, the late Clarion reporter, plant the gun in Sam's house?
No, but... Good heavens, Mr. Kent, that must have been what they were keeping for me. Williams started to say something that fitted in just with what you've said, and George stopped him. That was just the other day when George was telling him what to write in the Clarion.
I see, that...
You must be right, then. George must have... No, that's impossible. He wouldn't. He couldn't go that far.
Oh, no. He went so far as to send Sam to Grant City knowing he'd be lynched, didn't he?
Well, yes.
And I think he shot Joe Martin, or had him shot. Wait a minute. Was there anyone else on the Capitol steps with you and Latimer during the GI demonstration? Besides the state troopers, I mean.
Let me think. No, I believe not. Briggs was there.
Briggs?
Yes, my secretary, but I'm sure he didn't do it. George treats him like a servant, and Briggs loathes him. Besides, he's a very nice, quiet little fellow.
All right, then it must have been Latimer himself. But how are we going to prove it? If he hadn't killed Lippy Williams, we might get the truth there, but
You think George murdered Williams?
Yes, sure. Williams was a smart aleck, and I don't think Latimer would let him live, knowing how much he knew. Oh, there must be some way... Wait a minute. Governor Wheeler... You said you wanted to make restitution for what you've done.
Yes, of course.
All right. Will you help me get the goods on Big George Latimer?
Well, how can I do that?
I've got an idea. Now, you said he admitted to you that he didn't see Sam Robbins pull a gun.
Well, he practically admitted it.
Okay,
but...
get him to admit it again. Try to make him admit other things. Tell him you're worried. You've got to know where you stand. Threaten to go to the police unless he tells you everything.
But that's ridiculous, Kent. Even if he admitted anything to me, it would only be my word against his. You certainly don't think I could get him to confess such things in public, do you?
No. No, but if your private conversation were recorded, that would be all the proof we'd need.
Recorded?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
I'll install a listening device right here in your library. Say, right behind that American flag on the wall. Now, you tell Latimer you've got to see him and bring him here. Get him to talk. And I'll do the rest.
Wait.
Look, Governor, George Latimer showed us that he won't stop at murder in order to spread racial and religious intolerance. This is the only way we can possibly prove what he is and stop him before much worse things happen in this state. Don't you see, Governor?
All right, Kent, I'll cooperate.
Good. Okay, now, when can you get Latimer here?
Well, it's pretty late. Probably not before tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Excuse me, I'll see what that
yes,
is.
Sir.
Yes, sir, who is it?
It's Briggs, Mr. Governor.
1 minute. What is it, Briggs?
Mr. Latimer is here, sir.
What? Mr. Latimer?
Yes, sir. He says he's leaving town for a week or two and wishes to see you before he goes. He's downstairs at the moment.
Uh-oh. Does he know I'm here?
No, Mr. Kent. The governor explained to me that your visit is highly confidential.
Good.
Well, what'll we do, Kent, if he's leaving town?
We've got to get this job done before he leaves town.
But how?
I know how. Briggs, will you please tell Mr. Latimer that the governor will be down at once?
Shall I, sir?
Wait... Yes, I suppose so, but I don't
trust me, Governor, please.
Oh, very well. Go on, Briggs.
Yes, sir.
But Kent...
Just a moment. All right. Now listen, Governor. You go downstairs and meet Latimer. Stall him along for 5 minutes. Then bring him up here and get him to talk.
But why? I don't understand. We planned...
Give me 5 minutes. When you come back here with Latimer, the listening device will be installed.
Well, all right, but still, I don't see...
Please, Governor, go ahead.
Oh, very well, Kent.
Good, he's gone. Now, out of these clothes. Yeah, if only Candy Myers is home, and if only he still has that listening device. This is the only way I know to trap Latimer. The only way. Here we are. All set. Now, for a quick trip as Superman. Up of this window. Out and away!
Leaping out into the night sky, Superman streaks away with but 5 minutes to arrange his trap for Big George Latimer. We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, it sure steps up the fun of collecting prizes when you know that you can get not just one prize, but 49 different top-notch prizes right in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir, you'll find a prize in every package. And there are 3 different kinds of prizes you may find there. For instance, you may find one of 18 different comic buttons, each picturing a favorite comic strip character. Or you may find a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, one of seven exciting plane models in the series. Or you may get a gay-colored bird picture from a series of 24, each with a full description on the reverse side so that you can make like you're a regular bird expert. Now, that makes 49 different prizes you can collect, all of them strictly super. And that goes double for Pep itself. Why, the way Pep lets loose with the sunshine flavor is something terrific. Every single one of those crisp flakes of whole wheat gives you the business. Every spoonful stacks up the flavor. Every bowlful tickles you plenty in the taste department. No fooling, Pep's a solid sender. So, well, what's keeping you, gang? Ask Mom for Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal, and look for your prize inside the package.
Traveling with the speed of light, Superman has rocketed to the home of Clark Kent's friend, Candy Myers, the private detective, secured the listening device, and streaked back to Governor Wheeler's mansion on the Capitol grounds. Now working swiftly, he is just completing the installation of the device beneath the American flag on the wall of the governor's library when he hears the doorknob turn.
Uh-oh, here come the governor and Latimer. Just drop the flag over the device. Like that. There we are. Out through the window.
Away! What was that?
Huh? What
was that, Frank? Didn't you hear it?
Oh, no, I...
Sounded like a terrific wind. Not suddenly. I'll close the window. Well, as I was saying, Frank, I'm going out of town for a week or two. Elections are coming up, you know, and I've got to stir up the boys. Make sure you get the votes in and you get them in the right way. You know what I mean.
I know, George. Look, I'm glad you dropped in. I want to talk to you.
Really? About what?
Oh, about Sam Robbins and other things.
What about Robbins?
Well, I want to ask you some questions about him, George, and I want you to answer truthfully.
Why, certainly, Frank. I'll be happy to tell you anything as long as we're alone. What do you want to know?
Well, Robbins didn't shoot Joe Martin, did he?
Of course he did.
Oh, come now, George. He didn't, and you know it.
I don't know any such thing. Well, there's a mighty nice flag on the wall, Frank. Never really noticed it before.
Oh, never mind the flag. Answer my question. Who shot Joe Martin?
Why, I don't...
What are you doing to that flag?
Ripping it down. Get this listening device underneath it.
No! Wait! Stop!
There. That takes care of that. Oh, you rotten double-crosser. You thought you could trap me, eh?
No, George. Now listen.
You want to know who shot Joe Martin? Well, now I'll tell you. I shot him.
You did?
Yes. I did. Now, Frank, I'm going
no,
to...
No, no! Put that gun down, George!
I'll put it down when I'm finished with it. First, I'm going to use it on you, Mr. Governor.
Hailing, Governor Wheeler steps backward as Big George Latimer, political boss and man of hate, advances upon him. A revolver gripped in his big hand, cold fury in his eyes. How does Latimer know about the listening device hidden by Superman behind the flag? And what will happen to Governor Wheeler now? And to Clark Kent's plan to trap the murderous bigot? Tomorrow's episode is a thriller, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Say, gang, when you think of famous names, do you think of Kellogg? You know, that's the greatest name in cereals. And Kellogg makes Kellogg's Shredded Wheat, the tender plump biscuits made just the right size to fit your breakfast bowl. And are they good? Full to the brim with natural nut sweet flavor. Good for you, too. They're made of nutritious whole wheat. What's more, Kellogg gives you 15 delicious biscuits in every package of Kellogg Shredded Wheat. Try them soon. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.